It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Amy Martinez in Southern California, where some are honoring the life of a major Latina leader who broke barriers in Los Angeles and beyond. We're going to tell you more about her in just a few minutes.
But first, the FBI back in 2016 launched an investigation into alleged contact between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. Special counsel Robert Mueller eventually took on the case. And yesterday, a special counsel released a report saying the Bureau didn't have enough evidence to open the investigation it dubbed Crossfire Hurricane. NPR's Deepa Shivaram joins us now to explain how we got here. Deepa, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so let's start with the original FBI investigation. What prompted that, and how did we get to this special counsel report that was released?
Yeah, so the original investigation, like you said, started in 2016, just months before the presidential election took place. So it's already a politically charged time. And the FBI launched their full investigation into Trump and whether his campaign had relations with Russia. And I say full investigation because there are differences in the kinds of investigations the FBI can launch. A full investigation requires a higher level of intelligence and scrutiny before it can move forward. But in this case, the FBI didn't wait for that. And that's where this investigation that was released yesterday comes in. This one was started at a time when Republicans had been blasting the FBI and DOJ for bias. In 2020, then Attorney General Bill Barr named John Durham to be the special counsel, basically investigating the investigation. The Durham report that came out yesterday says the FBI just jumped straight into investigating Trump without enough analysis or intelligence. And because they launched a full investigation, they were allowed to use higher levels of surveillance. This report is really critical of the FBI and says they didn't follow the rules for what investigations that involve foreign influence in elections should look like. And they said the FBI did not, quote, uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law.
The start of these investigations, both at politically charged times in 2016, then 2020, how are Trump and other Republicans responding to this report? And what do Democrats have to say?
Trump has responded already on his social media platform, Truth Social. He called the investigation into his campaign the crime of the century and a Democratic hoax and demanded that Congress do something about it. And he connected it to his lies about how the 2020 election was rigged, saying the FBI investigation was equivalent to stuffing ballot boxes, which, to be clear, there is no evidence of. And then he connected it to the other investigations into him that are going on right now, like the one about the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago and the ongoing cases in Atlanta and New York. So all of that to say, we're already seeing how this report is going to be used by candidate Trump in the 2024 campaign. And we might see this play out on the Hill, too. Republican Jim Jordan, who's chair of the House Judiciary Committee, tweeted yesterday and said they want Durham to come testify on Capitol Hill.
This investigation was really critical of the FBI's handling of all of this. Has the agency made changes?
They have made some changes. They responded to the report with a statement saying that they've already taken dozens of corrective actions to flesh out their process, and those have already been in place. They said that if the reforms they have now had been in place in 2016, the, quote, missteps in the report could have been